Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
All right, Hammer, an update on the Senate impeachment. Quote-unquote impeachment of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Well, the update is it's not happening in the Senate.
Right? Well, that sucks. The House passed it through, yep. But the Senate, not even really looking to move on it. Right?
No, they tabled it. There's not going to be a quote-unquote trial.
So
right? It's done. It's a disgrace. I mean, he's one of the main reasons why the southern border is so porous is because of the of Mayorkas.
Now, Nigel, he said everything was fine and the border is secure. He said that at a hearing under oath. Now,
really?
He's clearly lying, which, if anything, you could impeach him the way Bill Clinton was impeached for perjury, because the statistics show the border's not secure. It's anything but secure, but it is what it is. I am going to miss having the dramatic vote reading, yay, nay, the roll call of the Senate. We're not even going to get that. And I think that is what got Ted Cruz fired up.
Hundreds and even thousands of women being sexually assaulted by human traffickers. The consequences have been enriching the Mexican drug cartels to a level never before seen in history. In 2018, the drug cartels made roughly $500 million from human trafficking. In 2022, they made $13 billion. The single greatest friend the human traffickers have ever had has been Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas. Because under their open border policies, the drug cartels have seen their revenues rise 2,600%.
Now, mind you, the Democrats still have the numbers in the Senate. It's not like, you know, they're afraid that the minority is going to happen. They've got the majority, and they're still afraid to have a vote. What does that say about Mayorkas? They're afraid a couple Democrats might say, you know what, this guy does suck.
Because it's a losing issue for Democrats. I mean, that's why they're always talking about Donald Trump and some non-disclosure agreements and the campaign finance laws, because they don't have anything on the border, because it's awful. It's open. It's porous. I mean, you should go back. We don't have time to play now, but Rand Paul asking Mayorkas why Laken Riley's killer was paroled into the U.S., and he refused to answer. It was sickening, actually, to watch that. It was infuriating.
And with this being an election year, you know, midterms not that far away, just a couple years away, you have this roll call vote. You get folks on the record
yes.
of whether or not you think this total zero is doing a good job or not. Because if you're a Democrat and you feel like you have to say, you know, he's doing a good job for party's sake, that's going to be used against you. And man, it's not popular at all right now to be Team Mayorkas.